in my pockets. Well, you folks getting aggressive. I'm getting ready to dance. I'm a rockabilly bastard. I'll take my chances on the road. Yeah, I'm a rockabilly bastard. Okay, boys, take it on home.
Break the knob on the radio.
So you'll be stuck on 6-3-0-0.
KXOK in St. Louis.
Out in the water, see it swimming. I was swimming in the Caribbean. Animals were hiding behind the rock, except the little fish. Where's trying to talk to me? Where's my mind? Where's my mind? Where, oh, where's my mind? Way, out in the water, see it swimming. Try this bit and spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse if there's nothing in it, and you'll ask yourself, where's my mind? Where's my mind?
It's a real heavy place. The jukebox is playing with a honky-tonk sound. Man, that's a living in my hometown. It's the best in town. A fried hamburger with everything on. Man, that's a living in me real gone. One more time, boy. It's a real heavy place. The jukebox are playing with a honky-tonk sound. Man, that's a living, I mean real gone.
ultra high waisted modernists.
Hello?
Hello, Saviera?
Yes? Who am I speaking to?
This is Michelle. I'm calling you from Los Angeles, Saviera. I've been trying to get a hold of you for quite some time now.
Thank you.
Why does a man go to a hooker?
Welcome to High Waisted Modernists.
Hello?
Hello, Saviera?
Yes? Who am I speaking to?
This is Michelle. I'm calling you from Los Angeles, Saviera. I've been trying to get a hold of you for quite some time now.
Why does a man go to a hooker? Quite often is not all that happy and sexual satisfied at home. The woman would say, "What do you think I am, a whore? Oral sex is a taboo. I don't want to do that." Thank you. My wife, oi, my wife, is she a dead in bed? She's frigid, cold as a starfish. Attitude has changed towards a more masculine approach almost. At first, many years ago, I was the type of girl that could sleep with every Tom, Dick or Harry, and I would adore the man and admire him, and I would feel hurt if the man would leave me right after sex. Thank you.
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
So we do it. And it's a 1-2-3 slam bam thank you ma'am deal. Darling, you're the greatest. You're the biggest, you're the best, you're marvelous. Thank you. good enough, I'm a big enough.
Do you?
I'm very critical. And again, I'm a bit of a sadist.
Listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU. Selfish bastard. I teach him the tricks of the trade. No.
should just not turn over and roll over to sleep. Take that man home with me and I would make love to him passionately, climax, really enjoy the day. We'll be right back. Post coitus omne annulare triste. After the coitus, every animal is sad.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
Changed to be like this because by having been a hooker for 2 years, a hooker in the matter, men have come to my establishment on an hourly basis. They've come to me, they paid their money, they used my services and those of the girls, and they left. And maybe because of that, that I have changed. I've come to realize that I can love sex for the sake of sex, and I can love love for the sake of love.
Oh,
willing to spend the night with me? Because that's maybe what most girls want him to do if he gets a chance to go to bed with him. But I'd say, okay, get dressed, get out of here.
To high-waisted modernists.
Hello?
Hello, Saviera?
Yes? Who am I speaking to?
This is Michelle. I'm calling you from Los Angeles, Saviera. I've been trying to get a hold of you for quite some time now.
Why does a man go to a hooker?